Passing from the studios of Sheffield Live and Sheffield Community Television Radio, special thanks to Steve Buckley and Sangeeta Vasudev and to Jeff Williams and Abigail Turner. I'm here at Sheffield Live for the release of DC Docs, for the release of Steal a Story, Please, and on to Belfast. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon. It is 1 p.m. on Friday, June 12th, and you're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM. Broadcasting from Kingston, Ontario, I'm CFRC's Community News and Arts Coordinator, Genevieve Hinch, and this is your afternoon news brief. Starting with traffic as we head into the afternoon and evening commute, drivers should expect delays on Concession Street between Victoria Street and Alfred Street, Bath Road from Sir John A. Macdonald Boulevard to Portsmouth Avenue, and Stephen Street from County Street to Montreal Street as crews continue installing intersection pedestrian signals. Motorists should also plan for slower travel along King Street West near Country Club Drive, extending towards Front Road, as well as east of Sand Bay Lane. Utilities Kingston is continuing sanitary sewer and water main work in the area, with traffic reduced to one lane in each direction. Drivers are advised to watch for lane shifts, reduce speed limits, and share lane signage. Construction remains underway on John Counter Boulevard between Elliott Avenue and Montreal Street, as well from John Counter Boulevard to Ascot Lane, where delays are possible throughout the day. Further west, paving operations continue on Collins Bay Road between Taylor Kidd Boulevard and Highway 33, with additional work taking place on Taylor Kidd Boulevard. Expect intermediate delays and reduced speeds through the construction zone. Several road closures are also in effect, with short-term closures remaining on Sydenham Street just north of Princess Street and at Wright Crescent near Palace Road. Long-term construction closures continue on Princess Street between Frontenac Street and Division Street. John Counter between Montreal Street to Bagot Street remains closed while Utilities Kingston contractors excavate and replace existing sanitary sewer infrastructure. Finally, for today, drivers should note that King Street East is closed between Place d'Armes and the Tragically Hip Way until June 14th. In addition, the Tragically Hip Way will be closed between King Street East and Ontario Street from 3 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. today due to an event at the Slush Puppy Place. Motorists are encouraged to plan ahead and follow extra travel time in the area. Turning to the weather, the afternoon will remain a risk of thunderstorms. Winds are coming from the west at 24 kilometers per hour, and there remains a 40% chance of showers through the afternoon. Temperatures will reach a high of 22 degrees this afternoon before cooling to around 21 degrees this evening. Looking for something fun to do around Kingston this weekend? Kick things off with Morgan Davis at the RCHA Club tonight at 8 p.m. On Saturday, join the celebrations at the Kingston Pride Parade and later catch the Last Supper at the Merchant Tap House. This has been your afternoon news brief, and be sure to tune in for more CFRC programming coming up next on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Good afternoon. It's now 1 p.m. here at CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario, and you're listening to This Just In. I'm your lovely host for the summer, Sri Bandy. Each week, I'll be bringing you a curated selection of the best and brightest music I've dug out of the mailbag here at CFRC. Well, it's really just an overflowing email inbox, and a few personal picks from my new music release notifications. Maybe you'll discover a new favorite artist today. I know I've picked a few getting this segment ready. We get an incredible diversity of genres submitted to us at the station, but in the aftermath of Spring Reverb, I wanted to hone in on some Canadian folk today. Speaking of Spring Reverb, we stumble into my first pick of the day, Hannah and Nathan. Hannah and Nathan is the collaboration of award-winning Ontario folk musicians Hannah Shearer-Naiman and Nathan Smith. Although double billing since 2022, they've only recently dropped an album together. Their debut album, Love and Labor, was released May 15th. You could say they're Ontario's very own Joan Baez and Bob Dylan, and you might have caught them at Hotel Wolf Island last Saturday opening for the Weber Brothers. If you did, you were lucky, because they're a real treat. Hannah's songwriting is grounded in Appalachian and English traditional music, each song unraveling a tapestry of storytelling. Together, they create heartfelt, poignant music that transports you somewhere between space and time itself. You'll be hearing the title track off the album right about now.
Mm-hmm.
Still listening to This Just In at 101.9 CFRC. You just heard the title track off Love and Labor by Hannah and Nathan. Coming up, we have some more classic Canadian folk here with The Fugitives and Big Little Lions. The Fugitives are some Old Guard award-winning Canadian folk. Nominated for the Juno Awards and originally debuting in 2005, they came out with a new self-titled album in April. They performed at Glastonbury and several major folk festivals around Canada, and despite being an all-acoustic lineup, they've been described by Georgia Strait as the missing link between the Pogues and Leonard Cohen. Fun fact, they've even branched out to theater with their show Ridge. Although the name suggests that they're on the run, I think the only crime they're guilty of is creating music with beautiful complex harmonies and vivid storytelling. You'll be hearing the album's lead single, Wolf Road, which evokes enough energy to light up a small city. Well, the small city of Kingston, at least. As to not be outdone, the award-winning Canadian folk pop duo Big Little Lions are dropping singles every month. Their new single, They Say It Builds Character, came out May 28th. Winning a Juno Award in 2014, Big Little Lions have been cranking out infectious folk pop jams that are packed with emotion and tight harmonies that sound like the product of two people working side by side instead of living in different countries. Oh, did I forget to mention that? Helen Austin, although Canadian, can't say the same about Paul Otten, who originally is from the United States and often resides there. Big Little Lions indeed, because they do a lion's share of the work, each conjuring up an entire band between just the two of them. But man, there must be a lot of awards for folk music. Seems that everybody's an award winner of something. But the real prize is getting to hear what's up next. The Fugitives' Wolf Road and Big Little Lions, They Say It Builds Character.
Up above us was a wolf road across the sky. All this time. We'll be right back. They say it builds character. Soon I'll be a cartoon page. So fill me in. So we built a home made of straw. Now it's all just scattered.
And welcome back to This Just In here on CFRC 101.9 FM. You just heard some really beautiful classic Canadian folk, but Canadian folk ain't stagnant. No one defines modern folk rock better than Cat Clyde and Isaac Simons. Mudblood Bones has been dominating the earshot top 50 folk music charts for the past month. Hailing from Stratford, Ontario, Mudblood Bones is Cat Clyde's latest album. Clyde harnesses her Métis heritage to weave driven, soulful, blues-tinged ballads reminiscent of Patsy Cline and Karen Dalton into a cohesive tale of dreamy folk rock journey rather than an album. Modern folk rock has also almost become emblematic of girlhood, with the line between it and bedroom pop being thinner than my patience when I'm trying to get a vinyl back in those awful little paper sleeves they go in before I then have to shove all of that back into its actual record cover. Well, nevertheless, Drew Vandenberg, a.k.a. the Faye Webster of Montreal, takes advantage of the intimacy of folk and bedroom pop, channeling their similarities into his production style for Mudblood Bones. Now we're going to be staying in Montreal with Isaac Simons, a singer-songwriter widely known for his decades spent as a contributing member of the Juno Award-winning slash platinum-selling Canadian band Half Moon Run. His debut solo album, The Murmurous Orchestra Volume 2, is a fully self-produced, recorded, and mixed album, and it was just released Wednesday. The third track off of the album, Tables Turning, even landed a spot on Spotify's Folk and Friends editorial playlist. Inspired by the folk songwriters of the 60s, Isaac composed rich orchestral arrangements, complemented by classic three-part vocal harmonies. Isaac is currently on tour with Montreal/Paris-based pop sensation Charlotte Caldin. Well, let's get into my favorite track off Mudblood Bones, Where's My Love, followed by Joy of It off The Murmurous Orchestra Volume 2 by Isaac Simons.
Oh, my love, been gone so long, been gone so long, my love is
gone so long. Ready to go home. I'm tired of dreaming. With my hands to the sky, wishing, please take me. I'm ready to. Thank you.
I'm willing to belong.
But wait, there's more. You're tuning back in to CFRC 101.9 with 3 for This Just In. As we all know, a good essay needs at least 3 arguments to support its thesis. And with that, I'll give you the tale of two Erics. Eric Blyke, that is, Eric with a K, is a Toronto-based singer-songwriter. Sonically near Andy Schaaf, Sufjan Stevens, and Big Thief, Eric has been a steady presence in the Toronto folk community for years. And recently guested on the 2026 Juno-nominated Young Novelist record, These Dark Canyons. He is coming out with a new album called Sumac, hushed and conversational, opening into cinematic arrangements with strings and reverberant guitars. You can hear the lead single, Leslie Spit, which is out right now. We'll be giving it a spin, and you can catch him live on a small run of shows where he'll be playing the Cameron House on June 18th in Toronto, and June 20th at Sadler House in Peterborough. Speaking of the stylings of Big Thief, Sufjan Stevens, and Adrian Lenker, Eric Gabriel, former member of Melt, that is also Eric with a C, and a longtime New York native, is dropping his second solo album, Lucky Day Roadrunner. With producer Philip Weinrobe, who's worked with Adrian Lenker and an all-star group of musicians helping to flesh out the sound, such as Meg Duffy from Hand Habits, Adam Brisbane from Big Thief, Sean Mullins from Hannah Cohn, and Dandy McDowell from Rubble Bucket working on this record. Eric unfolds the simple everyday stories of life, passerbys in the streets, and a character-driven storytelling reminiscent of New York's folk scene of the 60s. If you like one Eric, you'll probably like the other. So let's get into Lucky Day Roadrunner with its title track after we give Leslie Spit a listen.
I smoked my last one today, out on the Leslie Street Spit, standing on a man-made beach of discarded bricks, polished by the lake, it felt just like an ocean. I may not know the stakes, but I have a notion. And my friends say down over the silhouette of our city.
my last one today. The last time I'm gonna quit. I know I've said it before, but this time it's gonna stick. I was caught up in the wake that felt just like an ocean. I didn't know the stakes. I was chasing an emotion. And friends, I gotta say, you can't make a change without causing a commotion. And the sumac grows. And the sumac grows. And the sumac grows. And the sumac grows. Under the silhouette of our city. Under the silhouette of our city. Still had that old electricity. Still had that.
Stop. I ask it a lot. Outlook is good. Knock on wood. It's my lucky day. I wanna celebrate side by side, pissing it all away. Never told the whole truth, just half truths. In bathroom stalls and dirty phone calls. Smile across the bar, rock some air guitar. The royal suite ain't that far. Shotgun, shooting down the freeway, feeling better already. Roadrunner on the sidewalk, lucky I stopped. Better than sliced bread, you're unimpressed. Got a chip on your shoulder, you say I got one in my tooth. A little salsa chew, I play it cool. Midnight sermon, save me. A top off, top down, take me. Got shotgun, shooting down the freeway, feeling better already. Thank you.
Now, wasn't that just great? You're still listening to This Just In, and you just heard Cat Clyde and Isaac Simons with Where Is My Love and Joy of It from their new albums, Mudblood Bones and the Murmurs Orchestra, Volume 2. I'm Sri, and I'm back to yammer on a little bit more. Let's get a little deep here, guys. I know it's kind of early, but we gotta work on that neuroplasticity. You heard some pretty standard Bob Dylan-y folk music, but folk is one of those genres that no one really knows the definition for in the contemporary sonic landscape. It's described as the grassroots music of the people, whatever that means. This definition would probably place Bob Dylan and Claro in the same playlist. But maybe we're onto something with that. Is there really that much of a difference between Bob Dylan and Claro? As demonstrated by Cat Clyde, I don't think so. For the next bit, we have artists described as neo-soul, chamber pop, indie folk, and bedroom pop. Fundamentally, all of those self-imposed micro-genres are the music of the people. This just in, I've tricked you into listening to a pretentious genre dissertation. That being said, I have to back up my claims, and my evidence, Exhibit A, is Spencer Krug's new album, Same Fangs. Spencer Krug is a member of Wolf Parade, a Canadian band who had the prestige of being featured on potentially the greatest Canadian TV show ever made. No, it's not Letterkenny, no, it's not Shoresy, obviously I'm talking about Heated Rivalry. He returns to the studio solo for his personal music project named after himself. And I mean, I would name my solo project after myself too, if I had a cool sounding last name like Krug. Anyways, Same Fangs features meta-commentary on the commodification of the song. The tracklist of Krug's past two albums as a solo project were cherry-picked by members of his Patreon. Survival of the Greatest? Or maybe just survival of the songs that someone with more disposable income liked more. With Same Fangs, Spencer Krug explores himself through cutting piano ballads, spoken word, and stream-of-consciousness bedroom rock indie pop? Genres mean nothing now. But importantly, Krug describes Same Fangs as lyrically unfolding himself into murky layers of self-made lore. I'm starting to think artists without a stage name are a bit narcissistic with how much self-reflection they're doing. But I guess it's necessary since I doubt musicians can afford an ayahuasca retreat in Peru to find themselves. If you end up liking what you hear next, Spencer Krug will be stopping by in Kingston at the Broom Factory on September 23rd. Without further ado, you're listening to Time Bomb, the third track off Same Fangs by Spencer Krug.
When I wrote you all and said we're gonna be different on the other side, when I wrote you all, this is not the way that I wanted to be different on the other side. This is not the way. I recall the moody, broody child that we let tag along, and we kept dropping words like trash at their feet, and we named them Time Bomb. I got home and tried to rewrite the song that I caught listening to music in cars, because I thought there might be more meaning there to find. Turns out the song's just what it is. In fact, I probably attach too much meaning to the thing the song's about. The first time, sha-la-la-la. Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Yeah.
each other for who we really are.
I was a gambling man in a rock and roll band. I got home and tried to rewrite the song that I caught listening to music in cars, because I thought there might be more meaning there to find. Turns out the song's just what it is. In fact, I probably attach too much meaning to the thing the song's about. The first time, sha-la-la-la.
Back at CFRC 101.9, listening to This Just In. I hope I didn't lose you there in those dreamy sonic landscapes. Now, another hard-hitting question. Is folk the fundamental exploration of a sense of self within a larger cultural identity, or is it how we express a yearning for solidarity in a greatly divided world? Alright, I'll stop waxing on and get back to business. Rounding off This Just In, I'll be introducing you to one very near artist, one very dear artist to my heart, and one that, well, you'll just have to hear it for yourself. All right, starting off with our near artist. Plune is a multi-instrumentalist and a producer whose music serves as a high-energy bridge between 1960s melodicism and 1990s alternative grit. Based on our historic limestone city of Kingston, Ontario, Plune's arrival on the Canadian music scene is a culmination of a deep-rooted family history and a landmark legal journey, resulting in a sound that's 100% self-contained. Writing, performing every instrument, and producing every track in-house with his debut single Combinations, a 2-minute masterclass in folk pop efficiency, Plune channels the mystical lyrics of Beck and the acoustic-driven vibes of Neil Young. The track captures the driving energy of Canadian indie rock with a vintage analog soul. With a sound that's both nostalgic and urgent, Plune is reclaiming his place in the lineage of great Ontario songwriters. To my heart, June Hawthorne or Juniper Lee. Juniper Lee is an indie folk singer-songwriter initially from Vancouver, BC. They moved to Toronto to pursue big dreams, and it reflects in the intimate storytelling of their music. Formerly known in Vancouver's underground music scene as Soyjoy, Lee's songs are reflections of living in liminal spaces and moving through the margins of societies based on violence and oppression. They hope to uplift people within their communities and those that resonate with their songs. I had the pleasure of seeing them open for AJJ in Toronto a year ago, and they were so striking I can't forget about them even now. I actually teared up a little with how sincere and evocative their music is. You really feel it in your soul and become connected in this indescribable way that only music can connect people with. And I'm ending off with Oh She Returned, featuring Small Void from the new 2026 album from June Hawthorne, Riddles. I feel June Hawthorne is an artist that defines what folk is for me through their music. The docket is Show Me the Body. The post-hardcore trio is a band that actually does kind of need an introduction, but you can't really have one for it. Anyways, they're coming out with their new single, No God, and this is a sampler for their upcoming album, Alone Together, releasing July 10th. Show Me the Body are a New York-based post-hardcore trio formed in 2009 and famously use a banjo in their works. They're unconventional, to say the least, breaking free of the usual constraints for punk rock music, drawing from every genre under the sun and an unlikely series of instruments to tell their own stories, no matter what genre purists might think. I had the pleasure of seeing them open for Knocked Loose, and somehow their set ended up having a crazier pit than Speed and Knocked Loose combined. And honestly, that just kind of fits their vibe. The banjo honestly fits right in, and something about their sound together just clicks. I guess you could say that they're kind of folk punk. And you know what? They just work. The amalgamation of unlikely instruments and genres somehow managed to resonate with everyone that hears them. Well then, let's dive into it. You're going to be listening to Combinations by Plune, O'Shea Returned by June Hawthorne featuring Small Void, and No God by Show Me the Body.
She roams along the tracks by the river we got across. Daddy long legs, he just had a crawl. In the dirt we plant our flowering thoughts. Oh, the ticks we had to squish, and all the women that we miss are the sticks that we gathered from the flood. Then we stay wide awake, brought together by the flame, and in the distance you saw a bird. Oh, she returns. Truck, she runs on chilly oil and picks you up on the fly. Dear sister, please teach me how to howl. We need you here, not in the sky. So
some to steal. Know that love waits for no one, horse or hill. You and I get together, burn a seal. I will wait for no God to make it real. We'll be right back. to make it real. I will wait for no God to make it real. I will wait for no God to make it real. I will wait for no God to make it real. No good.
That's all, folks. See what I did there? You're tuning into, and soon out of, CFRC 101.9's This Just In. I was hopefully your not-too-annoying host, Sri Bandy, and you can catch me again next week on Friday, June 15th at 1 p.m. I'll be bringing some punk rock heaviness next week, mostly Riot Girl. How could you tell I'm out of my situationship? I know you'll miss me, so make sure to tune in next Friday.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present music from Dusty Coyote's three-song EP, More Cowbell, produced by Emmy Award winner Gilbert Saladre and featuring Nick Lennox on saxophone. The record moves through garage indie dance energy on the title track, fuzz-drenched 1950s-inspired rock on Spend Your Savings, and closes with Eat at El Gringo, a surf rock Tarantino soundtrack-style homage to Kingston's favorite Mexican takeout window. Built for the dance floor? Play it loud. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via Visit Kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream More Cowbell by Dusty Coyote on your favorite platforms and enjoy the title track with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Ow! know they're turning on the lights, but I still hear it. Do you still hear it?